No, it's not. This is a podcast. Dana, say something.
What's up, dude?
Give me that.
This is
what's
a podcast.
Up? We
what's poppin', B?
Fresh. Oh shit, I forgot to add Dr. Brexit to this thing.
Billy Ocean!
No. Oh, you mean Ocean?
Did somebody say
Ocean?
No, we're not doing that shit again. Hold on, all right, Doctor, I got it. Dr. Brexit's here. Sorry, I didn't give you a countdown.
What?
Oh.
Oh shit!
Oh.
Way to intro him.
Sorry.
Dr. Brexit's back. Probably our least memorable character.
Wait, hold the keys.
Holy shit,
my
dude.
God.
Goddamn.
Not okay. What's up, guys?
So if you haven't noticed,
I hate saying guys. Anyways,
guys,
we're trying to spunk things up a little bit.
I'm trying to spunk.
I'm getting smanked.
Just trying to spank a little bit around here.
I'm trying to get spanked.
What's up? What are you doing?
I'm trying to register myself as a friend on your.
I'm trying to register for box lunch.
Dude, there you are. Jesus. So we're out here having
a
LAN party. We got our 3DSs.
You hear it?
What?
Julian and I just made a new theme for our podcast.
Let us know what you think.
If you hate it, we'll make a new one.
Send us your regards.
Let's just try to make a new intro every episode.
Oh, that's so
that horrible.
That's not good. I mean, no, we can do it. That won't be a problem.
Yeah,
I'd love to do it.
Yeah. Nathan, your me is just...
It looks exactly like me. Everyone, add me on 3DS friend code. What's my friend code,
Dana? Okay, Nathan's friend code is 27243515-0342.
Dana's friend code is 0448-0886-7131. Also, that's his social security number.
Yeah. Please steal my identity.
So we're out here talking about our new...
Wait, what about my friend code?
Pull that shit up.
What? We're doing this too?
I have a friend code.
People don't care about
people don't care about
us.
Me.
So we're out here
this
talking
is
about...
This if you have a 3DS.
Yeah.
Here's my friend, man.
We're out here talking about 3DSs a year after they've been...
Here's my friend code. Ready? 4-6-1-3-8-5-9-3-4-6-5-1. Write that shit down.
Oh, hell yeah. And the only reason that we're talking about this is because...
Dana got a new...
I got a new 2DS XL.
Yeah, how many more letters does that have?
It's got the... Well, they're actually going to make they're going to make a GTI model. And
they're going to make a GTA 6.
Yeah, they're going to make... GTA 6 is exclusively
GTA 6
on the 3DS.
No, GTA 6 exclusive to the new 2DS XL.
Fuck y'all.
I want to play Pikmin for the 3DS.
So I was saying I'd like to get a new handheld game on my new 3DS XL to play, particularly an RPG, which I'm going to get Bravely Second, but
yeah.
I'm looking for something else also.
I got Bravely Second.
What's some suggestions?
You could get a Bravely Second.
You get a...
I said other than that.
I mean, you could get Fire Emblem.
I heard Ever Oasis is good.
Which one?
Ever Oasis.
I don't know what that is.
Came out last month.
What was that game that we just saw the wallpaper for?
Sonic?
No. The RPG one.
Sonic!
No, the RPG.
Sonic's
not
Boom!
RPG.
Sonic Boom!
I'm looking it up.
What are some suggestions? What's your favorite mobile device?
Okay,
new telephone.
Don't ask. Yeah,
his
new
phone, cell phone.
My new SA. It's fucking sweet.
Okay, yeah. Talk about that.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So
okay.
Yeah. So I had before this, I had the Galaxy S6, and I immediately regretted buying it because it was a piece of shit, and it was just.
What?
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah. And then so, you know, I'm like, fuck, like I gotta pay this off now. So then Best Buy was running a promo where it was like $300 off. Just to fucking stop with this shit.
Sorry. I'm happy I got the stuff back.
Hell yeah.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah, so I got a new phone. That's it.
None of those recorded. And I just stopped recording on... Okay.
What's
happening right now?
Hey, party people.
Party people, yeah. If you came to party.
I like to party. Oh, shit. Oh, God. I keep
it
scrolling.
It sounds like super quiet.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's super quiet.
Yo, it's
I don't know how to fix that.
Superfly.
I don't know how to fix that. It's always been like that.
So you're saying it's...
Yeah, it's super cool, super fast.
Would you recommend it?
Highly recommend it because it's waterproof, so you can take nudes in the shower if you want.
Hey, my phone's waterproof, too. My phone is waterproof, too.
Hell yeah.
Nude. And,
you need a groove while you take nudes. Dr. Brexit's providing the new theme song right now.
Dr. Brexit's providing me nudes of him
Doctor,
in the shower.
Up live on the Twitter this week, we're going to post nudes of Dr. Brexit.
up on our Twitter this week, you're going to see four pictures
of Dr. Brexit completely naked.
No, it's going to be each a nude of each of us. You have to figure out which one is Dr. Brexit. It's going to be a picture of all of our dicks.
We've never released
which one is Dr. Brexit.
We've never released a picture of Dr. Brexit, but we've all seen what we look like. So it shouldn't be that hard. But you know who will be hard?
Dr. Brexit.
Be fully erect.
Dr. Brexit out here getting hard as a motherfucker.
Yo, Dr. Brexit's laying pipe right now. Tony with the pepperoni.
So, vote on the poll.
Bulldoze that.
Vote on the poll. Do you like our new theme song? If not, give us the thumbs down on the poll on Twitter. Song. And if you like
is there a thumbs down?
No, I'll make one.
You
don't
like
doubt my
options.
Abilities.
You even put like two options, like thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
And maybe a third option. Maybe even a fourth option.
Thumb horizontal.
Yeah, maybe even a fourth option.
Thumb diagonal.
Yeah, maybe thumb even diagonal. A fourth option. Should I play Patapon live?
No! I just pre-ordered Patapon.
Yeah, let's just start playing.
We can just play games on our podcast. I have my fucking PSP here charging the fuck up.
Damn.
Is it though?
Is it though?
Is it even though?
Is it though? Where am I at in Bravely Second?
This episode is off to a great start. We're just hanging out. We're back in Nate's basement, like cool guys.
Well, hell yeah.
Back to the basics.
Back to the basement.
Back to the...
Oh! Back to the Brexit.
Shin Megami Tensei 4.
Sure, that one. That's part of the, like, persona, though.
Yeah, I know. But that's apparently a good RPG game.
Yeah, I know.
You already have... Persona.
Shenmue 2.
You need to finish that before you get another RPG.
I do.
You crazy
RPG for my console.
Play.
Console me, Dad.
I heard Tales of Berseria is really good.
I'm talking handheld, though.
You said fucking console just now.
No!
Oh, my God.
I said another. I said I won't get another one for console until
I
finish that.
I don't even play handheld. The only RPG I have on handheld is fucking Bravely Second.
I
just
guess
buy it.
That's what's, all I'm getting,
I
then.
Hate these fucking Apple things, dude. I hate them. The fucking Applings
just
or whatever.
Use fire on them.
I don't got fire, though.
Dude.
What is your Brave? What's your default?
Dude,
I don't know what the fuck this
out.
Means.
Check this shit out. You didn't go through the tutorial?
No.
Do examine.
Tutorial.
It'll tell you what it's weak
yeah,
to.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Hey, guys. Nate saw Atomic Blonde today.
I saw a movie with my girlfriend at 1:15.
Ooh. Optimal time to see a movie.
At Shaker Square Cinemas. And
how did it go?
The first act was fucking boring and slow, and the things... It was kind of cringy.
That's harsh.
Ooh. So I've heard this movie is good action.
Wait, I didn't finish.
Very bad on story to where it's
wait,
irrelevant and who cares.
Wait, I didn't finish.
Isn't that
I'm giving
Baby
my
Driver?
Opinion on the film I've not seen.
Wait, I didn't finish. So the first act of the movie, boring. No character development.
Boring.
It's like they're all sitting in a room. This is all important, and you need to do this, or we'll all die. Meanwhile, all it sounds like is they're talking gibberish out of your face, and
so
there's no action on screen.
What would you equate it to, that opening?
Star Trek.
No, like an everyday activity.
Learning to ride a unicycle.
That's boring?
No, that's not an everyday activity, you fool!
Oh! You've got me again.
Probably taking a shit. That's like
what?
That's boring to you?
No, that's an everyday.
What about like? What about sitting at a stoplight? Is that like?
Yeah.
Is that equivalent to the first act?
Behind like a huge row of cars. But yeah, the first act, it's
sitting at a stoplight with your pants down.
No, it's good. There's a ton
getting
of
getting your dick
sucked. There's a ton of 80s.
Hey!
Just high five.
I'm a chef sucking you up.
Ton of 80s new wave. If you like that, which it was good. But the fucking subtitles.
Jesus,
and
just get to it already.
Just like this movie, God. They were like spray painted on, which was like the aesthetic of the opening of the movie, like all the subtitles and the opening credits, and it was just cringy. It didn't look good. It was like. It's based off a comic called The Coldest City. And
they're re-releasing it retitled as Atomic Blonde.
And it's basically just about like CIA agents during the Cold War, during the fall of the Berlin Wall. That's all it's. So they give
so
you all
this. So
it
took place in the 80s?
Yeah.
Okay.
They give you all That's this cool. bullshit information that doesn't matter at the like during the movie. You're just like, these are the characters that you need to know, basically. And
you
they could have done
just,
it.
Just like walk into that for the action, though.
Yeah. The action was crazy good. Like there were scenes where there were literally no music. It was just the sound of hitting and
ooh,
like ooh, sound
I'm
effects.
Into that.
That's pretty cool.
And the camera, it like it never cut. There were no cuts.
One shots.
It was fucking insane. Because the camera moved around the two fighters. Like he was just walking with the camera. Like I'm trying to imagine the cameraman in these small rooms with the two people just going at each other. It was insane. That part was good. The characters were great. Charlize Theron did a great job. James McAvoy, stellar. John Goodman, they all.
How was the sex scene?
It was whatever. I don't like sex scenes. They're stupid to me.
Oh, you must be gay.
It was a gay sex scene, though.
You must be straight.
Whatever.
Cishet white male. Disgusting.
But yeah, the character that was in the sex scene, like the secondary character...
I just saw there was one. I don't know anything about
you
it.
You don't develop like any emotions toward her, and like
it was
she's
there
like the
be,
love interest.
But it was there to be high.
Stupid. I give it like a hard 6 out of 10. Action was there, music was there, camera work was there, directing was there, story writing not very good.
All right, and that's Atomic
Bond.
Atomic Bond.
Atomic.
Bond.
Atomic. Bond. Atomic.
Bond. I watched Dawn for the Planet of the Apes today.
Oh, yeah, before you got
for
here.
The first time.
Ooh, how's that?
Really liked it. Any more?
I love that you guys, that we give him time to talk when he's doing a movie review and he doesn't have anything to say.
Yeah.
And then for me, when I'm trying
dead opposite,
to
idiot!
Yeah, just,
I get interrupted!
How was it? Really liked it. That's it.
No, I really liked it. I wanted to watch it, wish I'd watched it sooner so I could have gone to see War for the Planet of the Apes sooner. I'm going to do that tomorrow now.
And Dr. Brexit, you've seen any movies recently?
He saw... What did he see?
Wait, have either of you seen it?
He's seen Tron Legacy.
Oh, yeah. I can tell.
he's just rewatching that over and over.
Dr. Brexit's favorite film, Tron Legacy 2010 with Jeff Bridges.
Keep a Sutherland.
GameStop the Fed! We went to D23!
Oh, shit! We went to California!
I did not go, though. It was only Julian.
All right, it was just me and Nate. Sorry, buddy.
We had a lot of fun. Got
exclusive peaks. To include you, I made you my phone background.
Yeah, that's true.
And took videos and pictures it's still
with
you. It.
It's took
videos me right and pictures now. With you. While we were in California.
So yeah, we went to D23
in the heat, Disney, in the sun.
Disney 23's Expo.
I was standing out for a second. I got a little too intense.
We saw some sneak peeks. Saw some little bit of sneak peeks of some upcoming films in development. Saw some Incredibles 2.
Incredibles 2.
Saw some Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Dumbo.
Saw, no. We saw
saw what Dumbo looks like.
We saw what Dumbo looks like.
Yo, I could have bought a house in Dumbo.
By way of...
now that shit worth $10 million.
Yo, we saw that Lion King, though. That was the best thing I saw, hands down.
Saw Coco.
Coco stuff.
Live performance after that. That was sick.
Saw
Mary Poppins.
Yo, we saw Mary Poppins. Oh, table.
Beep, beep. Poppins.
Beep, it's beep. Back. The table is back.
In the new movie.
The table.
Yeah, the table with only two legs.
I heard first day on set, they went ballistic.
I said that. Julian turns to me. During the conference, and he's like, "How do you think she felt the first?"
No, that, no they asked that asked, on the. Ooh. They asked that on stage.
He asked Emily Blunt that, and I was just like, I turned to Julia. She probably went ballistic.
No, you were just there. There was literally like, the moderator was like, "So what was it like first day on set?"
Ballistic.
And then you, I just hear you over here. You're deadpan as fuck. You're just like ballistic, absolutely ballistic. And I start. I'm like, I. Have been awake for 18 or like 20, like 25 hours. You cannot say stuff like that.
He got 2 hours of sleep. I got 4 because he's a nice guy.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, you cannot say shit like that. I will start having an attack right now.
Other than our lack of sleep and waiting in lines for billions of hours.
I think I got.
Had a good time.
Yeah, I think I got about 9 hours of sleep over the course of 5 days. For that. Yeah.
Fuck that.
No, it was worth it.
I think I got
so worth it. So much fun.
What, wait, like why are you guys... How did you not get that much sleep? Were you just constantly doing shit?
Yeah.
Constantly waiting in line. The lines
That was
open.
Only like twice, though, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, dude, we have to tell our fucking story about the Starbucks girl.
Oh, no. Go for it.
What? I don't think I've
First
heard
day
this
we
one.
Get there. All right.
Oh, wait, no. Wait, did I?
First
no.
day we get to
I
the
I tweeted
thing.
All about this. I made a string of tweets. So we get there... Julian's
it's
cousin.
Like 5:30 in the morning.
Julian's cousin
Friday.
Is kind enough to drive us to
yeah,
a Starbucks.
She drove us down
to get some
to
coffee
Anaheim
because we're gonna be waiting in line for approximately 4.
At that point, it was like 5-ish hours.
Okay, so we go into Starbucks, order our iced, our cold brew iced
cold
coffee.
Brew, bitch.
Because we're bougie bitches.
Bougie bitch.
Bougie bitch.
I get what? Well, yeah, we both get the same thing. This girl
actually, I'm a Bucci bitch.
We get out of the car. This
My
girl
car,
like,
Bucci,
looks
shout
directly
out.
At me as I get out of the Chevy Malibu that Julian's cousin is driving, and I just pay no mind to her, and I just walk into Starbucks. After I order my drink, I hear something to my back left, and it's the phrase, "Are you guys white?"
What?
Yeah, and I was this whole time, I'm just trying to disregard this person and not give any attention whatsoever. I'm like, I'm not playing into this. I don't want to get shot right now. It's 5:30 in the morning.
Fuck?
I want to enjoy my weekend at this event.
And then I just turn over to her like slowly because I'm fucking tired. It's 5 a.m. And she's like, do I look white to you? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, that's because... And she's like, well, I'm not. And I'm like, oh, okay.
What?
Do you know why I don't
I just turned over. I'm like, turn right back to the camera.
Yeah, Julian didn't say anything.
Nope.
And she's like, do I look white to you? And I was like, yeah. And she says, because you don't have hatred in your heart. And I was like, oh, thanks. I try not to.
What?
And then she left. She just left.
She,
after
like,
that.
She didn't buy anything.
Nope, she didn't have anything.
She already had bought stuff. She had...
Yeah, right. No, she was getting into her car to leave right. As we were going in, and she followed us in without
what?
Us realizing it. Yeah.
And then we get in, do that, all that happens, and then she leaves.
And then we get our drinks. She comes back. She
comes back in
like she had never seen us before. Hey, do you guys remember Nine Tails and Vulpix and how they're all like,
what the fuck?
We're like, yeah.
This happened at like 5 a.m.
5:30 in the morning.
Damn. It's crazy in California at 5:30 a.m.
And then we're just like, yep. And then she's just, did she even do anything after that? I think she just walked away.
Yeah. She just laughed and sat back.
The people behind the counter were just like, I'm sorry.
She had to be on coke.
Oh my God. I'm like, she's on coke. She's got a mental problem. Mental. That was bad.
So that was our first experience in.
That was your first experience.
In California, not at his cousin's house.
That was your first real experience.
As soon as we landed, though, when his cousin picked us up, before we got
straight
in and out, straight Dodge Viper.
Ooh.
As soon as we landed.
Damn. I was just going to say straight to In-N-Out.
Yeah, straight to In-N-Out.
Straight to In-N-Out.
Which was?
In a Dodge Viper.
Yeah.
I wish it was in a Dodge Viper. So no. That was a summary of our D23 experience.
Yeah, that was a very rough summary, but sure.
What the fuck are you doing right now?
Nathan's flashing us his asshole right now.
I need asshole. Yes. Give me that ass. 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 Give me that ass.
What is that?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Do you think I could change this patch mid?
Damn, that's good.
So.
Oh, yes, I can. Oh, no, I can't. Wait.
Doomfist.
Oh, I can do it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Are we talking about this?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, we'll touch on it.
Well.
Newest character in, you guessed it.
I have no way to preview.
That moment could have been so nice. That moment could have been comedy.
Overwatch. Bye, Overwatch. Today.
That sounds like the THX. That sounds like the THX logo. Doomfist.
I haven't played him yet. Let's not talk about it.
We played like 10 minutes worth of him in that 6v6 of Doomfist. And he's interesting.
He was very interesting.
He's got a different, like...
Is he punchy as fuck?
Yeah, he's got like this cool move where you charge up like your punch and then you like leap forward. And that like, that fucks people up, like...
Yeah, you get fucked up from Doomfist. You get fucking fisted. Who's never made that joke before, am I right?
Good one, Julian!
All right.
I'm trying to get...
New segment. What are you getting tonight?
What are you getting tonight?
I'm getting flambéed.
I'm getting horsey sauce. Horsey sauced.
I'm getting
from Arby's.
I'm getting
I'm getting char grilled.
I'm getting slept on.
I'm getting sleep.
I'm getting ratatouille.
I'm getting mandarin. That's a little racist.
What?
Oh, okay.
I'm getting Shenmue.
Shenmue in the bad mood.
I'm getting bent like Beckham.
I'm getting bounced on.
I'm getting destrungoed.
Is that a good one? I'm getting Stroy Deeks.
Stroy
Deeks!
Wow, what a great segment.
Damn.
Okay, so from...
We want to know what you guys
July
are getting.
July 11th.
Yeah.
What are you guys getting?
Yeah, send us your tweets.
Send us your tweets of what you getting.
What you getting tonight?
Nate, over to you.
So, from July 11th, we trying to get into that fam culture was a tweet we put out from our podcast account.
What?
Send us the culture you're trying to get into. We got one reply
from Brian.
My man George. He said he's trying to get into pee-pee suck culture.
I'm trying to get into that
pee-pee suck culture.
Lay it on me, Dr. Brexit.
Dr. Brexit. Underutilized.
Dr. Brexit, best character, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
What culture are you guys trying to get into?
I'm trying to get into...
I'm trying to get into safe cracking.
No. I'm trying to get into rehab.
I feel like that'd
culture.
Be a valuable skill to have. You can make a career out of it.
I'm trying to get into boat boy culture. I'm
trying to get into heroin rehab culture.
Wow.
Yo, I'm trying to get into a holistic detox culture.
I'm trying to get into scented candles culture.
That's a big world out there for scented candles.
Trying to get into incense culture.
I'm trying to get into hotel manager culture.
Trying to get into nightmare house culture.
I'm trying to get into drop pants culture.
Ooh.
Trying to get into skeet flex culture.
That's like
a recording of your best skeet flex vocal. Reaction,
yeah.
Nice.
Is that what it sounds like when you skeet?
I wish you could see this. These hip movements Joanna was doing.
That's disgusting.
Oh, God. What is this? Man, I'm going to change it.
Whoa.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
Do we have any more... Do we have any more interactions that we haven't said on an episode? Brian said he was trying to get into glam metal culture. That seems interesting. Ice cream and cake. Do the ice cream and cake.
Ice cream and cake. Do the ice cream and cake. Ice cream and cake. Do the ice cream and cake.
Ice cream and cake. Do the ice cream and cake.
Who's trying to get into ice cream and cake culture?
Do the ice cream and cake. George Lopunny, George Lopunny, George Lopunny, let me see that George Low pussy. as you know, if you follow us on our podcast account, we'll shout you out within the next 3 days or so.
All right, let's...
We're trying to keep our Twitter account right now. Like we have.
Let's do some hot takes.
Hot takes, our last episode only got 12 listens.
What?
Which is our lowest.
That's a hot take.
Our lowest.
That was like a good episode, though.
I know.
I think. Personally, TBH.
We're falling off, dude.
We gotta keep up with the consistency.
We gotta keep up with the times.
We gotta keep up.
It's 10 o'clock.
Time to shop, shop, shop.
Till you drop, drop,
drop!
Ooh.
7 tricks for building a bigger butt.
Do them squats, bro.
Let's hear them.
Kill yourself.
That can't be your answer to everything. That can't be the answer.
It can't be the answer. There's
you know
always another option.
You know
what's your
answer?
Trick to building a bigger butt?
Butt injections.
Injected with what?
Cats.
Butt?
Pussy.
Pussy. Pussy. Pussy. Pussy. Seven. Pussy. Seven. Pussy. Seven. Pussy. Tricks. Tricks. Tricks.
Seven. Tricks.
Building.
Pussy.
Building.
Pussy.
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 Pussy. Pussy.
This. Oh yeah,
pussy,
Dr. Pregnant.
Sensual.
You
got that pussy.
Sexual.
You got that pussy.
Sexual.
Got that pussy.
This is ASMR as fuck.
You got that pussy. You got that pussy. Sensual. Sexual. I feel like I'm in a computer ad from 1995.
This
500 megabytes
is the future.
500
of
megabytes.
Clit. Seth Rogen with the clit.
First
Nathan
you
on
die.
At Dr. Brexit. Freestyling with a bitch.
It's winter.
My dick
Winter's itch. Coming.
Winter is...
Started watching Game of Thrones.
Coming.
Still on season one. Spoilers. Just saw... Wait, are you ever going to watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Winter is nut.
Winter is nutting.
Winter is nutting right now.
I'm sure this is a great episode experience for literally anyone.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm jamming out over here.
This is great. I love like the ambient.
New bit. I'm trying to
get into glam metal culture.
I'm trying to
catch Lugia.
I'm trying to catch bird flu.
Trying to learn how to wave dash.
Trying to pick up $700 from the cleaning.
I'm trying to get my veins removed.
I owe Julian $700.
Yo, wait, I'm trying to get my toes removed.
I'm trying to get my veins removed.
That'll kill you, dude.
Yeah. I'm trying to vape in a cab.
I'm trying to resurrect Abraham Lincoln.
I'm trying to kill a resurrected Lincoln.
Whoa, wait. Did y'all hear in Donald Trump's speech, he said that he'll be the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln?
That's impossible. Grover Cleveland.
No. He basically he said that every president besides Abraham Lincoln sucked. That's what he said.
What about
every
FDR
other president?
Or Kennedy?
What about George Washington? Harry Truman.
Harry
Click.
What about
what is the guy that starts with
Jimmy Carter?
Woodrow Wilson.
James Hetfield.
Jimmy Carter.
He was president, right?
Jimmy Carter.
Shakes my motherfucking hand.
On every airplane.
It sounds like broken.
This sounds like rubber.
All right. That's the sound of Jimmy Carter dying.
Nothing is really...
What? What? Where were you going with that? Whoa, this is like ethereal as hell.
Whoops. Dr. Breggs is distracting.
Hit it hard.
So yeah, tweet us your things. When was the War of 1812? Just retweeted that from the account. You know, we're trying to get this account to take off. You know, we got to get more
That's
views
what, like,
than 12.
Gotta catch them all.
It's
you and me.
Hey, do you want to talk about your new hat?
Ooh, yeah.
I got a new hat. It says Lord on it.
On the back.
With
oh my
an
God.
E, like the singer.
Oh my God.
It's lavender. And it's got a flower on it. And
the
front
it
says melodrama.
What kind of hat is it?
A baseball hat?
No, specifically.
A dad hat.
Dad hat? Is that like what it is?
Take me to the ball game. Take me to bop.
What do you guys like to bop to?
What is your bop of the summer?
What's your bop?
What's my bop of the summer?
What's your bop?
What's your bop of the summer?
Bop.
Gotta get bopped. I don't know. What was that news track of the new
Tyler album? I'm not gonna say
that.
What?
Song of the new Tyler album?
The hell are you gonna say?
Do you guys like the new Tyler Creator album?
Yeah, it's good.
I really like it.
I didn't listen to it yet.
I don't like the last song on it. It's
that
really
boy
fucking
is
annoying.
A fucking banger. Oh yeah, wait, no, my bop is Yeah Right by Vince Staples.
I already
That's
knew that.
That's the shit.
My bop is
Twisted.
Latch by Disclosure.
My bop is
Laughing Town theme song.
Yeah.
No, my bop of the summer is probably We Are Number One.
Nice.
Oh, hell yeah. Bass boosted.
We Are Number One. That's my bop of the summer.
Yo, I fucked that.
I
fucked the bass boosted.
You really?
No.
Yeah.
You really?
Not yet.
Yeah, really, though.
What would you fuck to?
Looks like the boys had one too many shandies.
Like the boys had one too many shandies.
Have you guys seen their...
I have nothing!
Have you... You guys can't cross-reference on the fly. No one's seen Auntie Donna. No one watches Eric Andre.
Once Dude. You slop your outsides, you can't forget to slop your insides.
That's disgusting. That's just gross. Oh, what is this?
It's just a bevy with the boys on a Friday afternoon.
Let's get some hot soup.
I have a hot soup. We filmed this on a cold day. This was the worst time to film this.
Xbox. Gay.
Xbox. Gay.
Xbox. All right, real talk though. That man is a thing of nightmares.
Yeah, he's a fucking poltergeist, man. He's something else. He's otherworldly.
Every time I fucking see him in a video, he is...
one knows who we're talking about.
His glass blue eyes... pierce into my soul and stab me a million times in the face.
Xbox.
Games.
That man Xbox. Is horrified.
I'm going to pull this up.
We're speaking of Auntie Donna.
Auntie Donna.
Auntie Donna.
Australian comedy sketch trio.
How many subscribers do they have?
Like, a lot.
Do they?
A lot.
Like, a lot?
Junkrat!
Hundreds of thousands.
Junkrat, what's here? Kilogram of steel or feathers.
We can't talk about Overwatch anymore. We outlawed it.
Junkrat! What's heavier? A kilogram of pigs or a kilogram of bombs?
Beer.
Beer!
Beer!
Beer! They have 157,000 subscribers.
They deserve more than that, for sure.
I mean... Yeah.
Torbjorn, what's heavier, a kilogram of
dick
box or a kilogram of turrets?
The fuck?
What is happening?
What?
I don't know how to. I don't think they can hear that. I don't think they can hear that.
What do you mean?
Like we're watching a video right now, but I don't think our listeners
is it like hooked.
Can hear that right now.
Oh no, Broden!
I can't reach it!
We'll link this video in the
That's a no-go.
We'll link the video in the
What else do we want to touch on? Let's touch tips. Let's touch
Everybody
tips.
Go watch touch. My video from like 7 years ago, Enhanced Rhythm Gaming on my YouTube channel. I'll link that in the description of this podcast.
In the descripto!
Y'all feed me, ho.
You know what? You know what?
Feed me, bitch.
Feed me, bitch.
You know what?
Try me, bitch.
Try me, bitch.
You know what? You know what?
What?
Let's get some drums in here.
What?
What's happening?
Bitch, that broke.
Bitch, my head ass. That sounds like brushes. So, guys, this episode has been a train wreck to our listeners, probably.
Give us a little freestyle.
My mom is a hoe.
Dana.
Princess Leia
was captured by Darth Vader.
You can't take a picture of me, but I am a registered sex offender.
Hey. Come back here.
Congratulations!
What was it like working on
Star Wars 8? The Return of the Sith.
Why are you grabbing your dick right now?
I had to adjust it.
No, sometimes you gotta adjust your dick.
Sometimes you gotta stare a man in the eye and touch your dick.
Touch your dick. Okay.
Broaden. Reach it.
I cannot reach it.
No can reach the Xbox controller.
Jesus fucking shit.
I'm going, I haven't eaten today.
What?
I haven't eaten it.
Why?
I've had like 3 scones and that's it.
I'll take a scone.
Where the fuck did you get 3 scones from?
Loretta's making a bunch of them at my house.
Ooh.
Who's that?
My Gima.
Who's that?
Gama.
My Gamora.
My Gamora. My Glockamora.
Is it green? Is she green? Does she have swords?
What?
Is she a city?
I'm going to let that one simmer for a bit.
Is that Will Smith? Wait a
second. No, it can't be.
It can't be Will Smith.
No, that's not Will Smith.
That's not Will Smith. What the fuck?
God damn it.
Every time we think he's coming to be a cameo on our show.
Maybe next time.
I mean, you can't be that hard. Critical's out there getting fucking Tom Cruise. Tom Hiddleston. No.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Bruce.
Tom Holland on his fucking podcast.
Tom. Did he really?
I mean, he's been tweeting at him.
Let's get Elon Musk on my podcast.
Oh, dude.
Elon Musk is weird.
I want to work for him.
I want to work for the Swiss. So if you're hiring, I feel like I'm in a 50s movie right now.
This is just called gunshot. I was expecting way more.
Yeah, we need like actual gunshots.
They're firing on us.
We need a pilot.
That does not sound like a gunshot.
Tweet us if you like butts.
If you like butts, send us a pic of your own butt.
Yeah, yes.
We'll send a picture of Dr. Brexit naked butt to you.
We'll send a picture of Dr. Brexit and a
if you donate to our Patreon, you'll get our nudes.
Bottom line.
What Patreon is like for now?
Bottom line, send nudes.
I feel like Patreon has just turned into hot girls soliciting their bodies.
I mean, that's what
I mean, you. Like, you can do what you want. I'm not going to judge.
A lot of Patreon is that, but some of it isn't.
I mean, conclusion. Like, what?
Conclusion to discussion. Reopening of new discussion. What's your favorite time to wake up?
12.
What the fuck?
Like 10.
I'd say, 10. 10 is a good time.
I'm up at, like, 8 on a weekend.
Woke up at 10
today. Hate that shit. I woke up at 8. I was thirsty as fuck.
Woke up at 10 today. Watched an episode of Game of Thrones with Sierra.
Yeah, you was dehydrated today.
I may not look like it.
So he got fucked up last night.
Yeah. I don't remember anything. I saw that I had a bunch of saved Snapchats.
Yep.
And what? I do not remember it.
We hung out at his house last night. What and he got smashed. Drank probably a third bottle of Bacardi straight.
I drank like half a bottle.
Okay.
No, wait.
Yeah.
I had like 3/4 of a bottle.
No, you did not.
No, because I drank the quarter that was left in that old bottle.
Yeah, and then you drank like another quarter of the other one. You didn't drink that much of that second bottle.
I don't know. I woke up just like,
you passed out, curled over. I had to take the bottle out from your arms.
I was sleep as hell, dude.
Take the bottle so it didn't spill, close it up. And then I left you a note. I think I moved it or something.
I didn't even see it.
I left you a note that said, stay woke, my dude.
No, I didn't even see there was a note. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, I need to go find that.
We had like a 20-minute conversation with your sister in
your
room.
Said that. She was like, yeah, like we talked for about a bit. I'm just like, I don't remember
you
shit.
I don't remember anything.
Wow. He sent me a Snapchat of you and your sister drinking at the same time. Y'all like,
really? Yeah. What? Wow.
I think it was him. I didn't do that.
Oh, maybe.
That's incredible. Yeah, no, I was running on 4 hours of sleep,
yeah,
so
I can't
that's
believe
why
you
I passed
that.
Out.
You were fucking out, and I was like, I'm going to go home.
I could have died in my sleep because of a low blood sugar. But
I was getting worried for a second. I was like...
I need to like show you how to like check my blood sugar if I pass out.
That's
yeah, you should show...
Let's do a live...
Yeah, let's do that right now.
Right now?
Yeah, let's do it right now.
All right.
This
wait.
Is why we on the show.
I got to use like one like, okay.
We're going to do a live.
You want to get a
mic?
Stand?
This is, yeah, up? This is our video portion also.
Yeah.
So we're going to inform you idiots.
Yo, y'all motherfuckers going to get learned.
What are you going to teach us how to do?
How to check your blood sugar.
Put some music to this.
Like what?
Not just like in post.
Yeah. Ooh, you guys can check your blood sugar, see if you're diabetic or not. How many test strips are you?
I don't know if I want to find out.
I don't want to prick myself when I'm filming.
True. Okay, so this is the tester kit, and then
he's holding a thing.
Yeah, it's like a.
You don't have to describe it. This is the video portion. What?
Yeah.
Describe it.
But we're still listening. Yeah. All right.
And then you take
everyone. That's his new 2D.
Yeah, this is my phone. We got all this shit out here. And you take the test strip, put it inside there.
Did you put blood on it?
Not yet.
Did you bleed?
So then it'll come up with this little thing. It'll be like a little blood drop. And then I'm going to have to put one like that for a second.
I'll hold it.
Yeah. So then you take this thing. So there's like a little sharp thing. You push a sharp point. So then
now, be careful you don't poke yourself.
Yeah. Unless it's for me.
That's exactly what you have to do.
So then you pull this thing back. Make sure this number reads 4.
Why 4?
Because that's like... It, like, if you do it on one, like, it changes, like, how far it shoots out, so...
Oh, so you could shoot someone with this.
Yeah, kind of. You could, like, go up someone and just, like, kill them right now.
So
like,
that's cool.
And then you... So then you find a good spot on your finger. You might... Your fingers get super callous because you just constantly track, like... So then you gotta find, like,
I'm
a good spot.
I'm already super callous.
Yeah. Dude, I'm super callous right now. Actually, I'll doze right now. Anyways,
bam, baby.
Bam. So then you, like... Push it up against the skin, and then you hit.
Shoot yourself.
You gotta push the blood out. Bam! Look at that.
Let me get that in focus. Bleed from my boys.
Get that blood right there.
Bleed from my boys.
It's a blood pack. All right. So then.
Put it on the tip of
this thing.
Wait,
should still.
What is the way it's set?
What's up? And then.
Suicide,
there's like these two little like point thingies on the side of the test strip. And you gotta make sure it's in right. So then you
on top
put
of black.
It. You gotta put it on the side. So then it'll start to read. It's probably super high. But
because you're stupid.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Nice.
So then yeah. So it's 291 because I didn't do enough insulin earlier. So then that's within not normal range, but so it's high. But yeah. That's how you check my blood sugar or anyone's blood sugar.
Okay.
Some good shit.
That's probably the coolest thing we've ever done.
Yeah, that's probably been the most educational.
Probably.
Sick.
Learning.
Thanks, Dana.
Hell yeah, dude.
We're learning today.
So how do
we learn today?
What do we do if it's too high?
Yeah.
Leave it.
How
do
we know if
it's too low?
If it's, okay, if it's like 150 or lower and I've been drinking and I'm passed out.
Like you were last night?
Yeah, try to wake me the fuck up or, like, get me to drink, like, juice or pop.
So
if
put
it's
a
too
tube
high?
Down your throat and drink orange juice.
No. Yeah, if it's like, 150 or lower and I've been
that's
drinking.
That's too low.
Yeah, like, and I've been drinking because it'll drop low,
okay.
Like, later.
Okay.
While I'm sleeping, so.
I don't even know if I'm in frame when I do this.
Who knows?
You're not, because you're stupid.
You're stupid. So yeah, that's how you do that.
Cool.
I
know one of my other friends that I go to school with, he has like emergency like
dick.
What?
Like he has like an emergency shot of insulin or something.
Is he diabetic or?
Yeah.
Is he type 1 or type 2?
Type 1, I think.
Oh, hell yeah. That's where it's at. Fuck type 2s.
He gave us like a crash course.
Yeah, it's
we're getting serious.
Literally
today.
Like
we get
a
serious.
Million different things about this fucking condition,
hey,
but
damn, dude, yeah. Peace? Are we peacing out the video section?
Dabbies.
Are we peacing out the video section?
Oh wait, I almost lost my health insurance when Trump got elected, so like all this shit, I would have died before. No, I would have gone broke before I died, and then I would die. So that's fun.
Wow, good thing Trump's president.
Yeah, good thing Trump is our fucking president.
Yikes, Aroonies.
Oh, is it still going?
Oh, no.
Okay, never mind. Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, bad. That
bad.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
So, guys, we've given you a lesson. We've learned you.
Y'all got learn.
That's a good rendition, dude.
Oh, hell yeah.
Thanks, it cost me my life.
Ooh.
Shots!
Boom! Ah! I'm bleeding out!
Until you have...
Somebody get me a cold compress!
What does that even do?
I need some shiitake mushrooms.
I need some... club soda!
Give me that portobello!
Give me that portobello! Give me that portobello!
Give me that portobello!
Portobello!
Portobello! Portobello!
Portobello!
Mellow. Porto. Get
portobello
in the mellow.
Make a beat cake. Put that shit on the motherfucking grill. Portobello. I need my portobello jalapeno.
I need my
beef
jalapeno.
Hey. I've been yo in my mouth.
Portobello in my grill.
Portobello in my mouth.
So.
Jesus
while
Christ.
We're
well, this is episode.
We were fucking bars.
Ooh.
We were fucking laying down bars while we were in line. We basically just freestyled in the style of Death Grips. Speaking of which, get your fucking Death Grips tickets, ladies and
gentlemen. Oh, hell yeah.
We're all going to be there. You could come meet and greet us.
Yeah, to our like.
Yeah, we're going to be setting up a lot. We're going to be setting up a meet and greet at the Death Grips show.
We should wrap this up soon, yo.
No, yeah.
It's going over now.
Oh,
setting up a meet and greet at Death Grips. Come
October.
There in 30 minutes if you want an ass kicking.
Yeah. Ooh, we got to tweet that when we get to the concert.
Yeah, to
it's
remind
October
everyone.
20th, right?
Yep.
Friday, bitch.
I
hell
didn't even
yeah.
realize that until after
yeah,
I ordered the tickets.
Like,
I'm like, oh, yes!
Perfect.
All right, so we're going to be going out. Let us know what you think about the new theme. Give us some input. What do you think? We'll put up a poll, old or new one, another new one, a third one. We got Nate.
Yeah, at Nathaniel RJ.
We got
Dana at Haunted Legos.
We slipped that in late last time.
Yeah.
And I'm me, Julian, at Crazy _ Seller. Thanks for joining us for this garbage can fire of an episode where we had.
What are we gonna get a
theremin hour?
Let's get a theremin.
Let's get a therapist.
yeah. Let's get a live therapist.
Yo, we got a live therapist in the house. DJ Head.
Brexit.
Lettuce. DJ Beep Beep
Lettuce.
And don't forget, as always, oh, you need to put your dick in the
dab on.
Damn
it!
Beat!
Yes! Princess Leia!
Darth Vader!